Good morning to you on Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So much cooler on line and so much cooler in the studio when Brian Prowess is here.
Boy.
How do you like that segue?
I love that segue. I'm going to keep paying you money to follow me around.
Big time. Just slip it under the table. Got a jar in the back.
All right.
Brian Prowess is here. He is one of our marketing consultants here at ADX Communications, which is all of our stations here. You know most of them. I know you're familiar with Cat Country 98.7, Sports Radio. We have
Pensacola Playlist.
Goodness gracious, Meg. And of course, News Radio 92.3.
I think the other name is trademarked.
Thank you.
Somewhere.
Yes, of course it is. Anyway, so he is a marketing consultant for all the stations. But one of the things that's been great about Brian, he just got here a few months ago, and he's a digital expert and has just really jumped into the role here at the stations of really helping all of us better understand the digital market out there and all the amazing, I mean, I've been educated by you and also Tasca King and just learning all about, wow, that digital is not the advertising of the future. It's now, isn't
it?
Yeah. It's really now.
Right? Like if you're just now getting into digital targeted marketing, welcome to the 90s.
I mean, really.
You know,
it's
here
incredible.
We are.
Incredible.
It's been around a little while. We've learned a lot. We know a lot of things. And past history will tell you how things are performing even right now. And before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about chaos. You know, how's the chaos impacting all the marketing? And I want to actually lean into that today.
Yeah, okay, I would love to hear what your thoughts on it.
Talk a little bit about that, because we've been in a really big news cycle now since the beginning of March.
Absolutely.
And the question is, how is that impacting marketing? And how does that impact travel? And what is that going to do to things and all that? And there's a combination here of sort of my own experience and then also just some online research. I mean, you can certainly ask the internet or your favorite AI or whatever, hey, how is this compared to the past? You can learn a lot. It confirms some of your theories. It may debunk some of your theories. But at the bottom line is the reasons why this is still a great time to be in digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the chaos that is out there, you know, first of all, it drives news consumption through the roof.
That is true.
So whether you are talking about advertising right here on News Radio 92.3 or possibly getting into a digital marketing campaign,
mm-hmm.
News consumption, being on news programs like this one and stations like this one, and also digital targeted marketing. So the beauty of this is we follow people on their habits for what they watch and consume. So if you say, hey, I want to be on Fox News, on Fox TV, I want to be on all the news channels.
Mm-hmm.
The way you do that is you target the age group and the, say, household income or the net worth of someone, and then we follow wherever they go. So maybe they choose that news platform or maybe that one over there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. We will follow them with your message no matter where they go. The bottom line is news consumption spikes during big news cycles like we've had since the war in Iran has started. So the other thing that happens is, and I've been talking a lot about this lately, and I've been listening to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
How is it going out there? Say big ticket items. We're going to talk about that first.
Okay.
So if you're talking about a major improvement to your home, if you're talking about remodeling or finally putting in that pool or what are we going to do with that dock, you know,
right,
or that seawall, the projects are getting postponed, not canceled.
Okay, there's a big difference.
As it gets more expensive, mm-hmm. and certainly we're worried about that, no doubt. Everybody has to be. The projects, then you go, hey, honey, is this the time? Is this the year? Should we wait a few months and just see if things stabilize? Of course, in most major capital projects, it only goes up. So
right.
Now is the right time to do it. But my point is that the project might get delayed, but it won't get canceled, which means there will be pent-up demand
mm-hmm.
for your services when things stabilize. So a couple of things. One, stay in your advertising. Do not pull back. Your competitors might start pulling back. This is when you gain market share. If you stay consistent and maybe you put an offer out there. Maybe mm-hmm. it's our estimates are good for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or mention this ad and save
right.
5%.
But it still comes down to being top of mind.
Top of mind, staying in it, mm-hmm. offering something, standing out from the competition. And keep in mind, news consumption's going up. So if you're in a news, if you're advertising to people who consume news, whether it's on the radio or digital, you're in the right place.
Right.
So stay in it, stay focused on that, and remember to be memorable and then be ready for the surge that will come once things stabilize.
That's very true.
Now, here's another thing. Okay, everybody's talking about the price of fuel. If you are a mechanic, if you've got a tune-up shop, if you're a quick lube, if you're a tire center,
mm-hmm.
maintenance needs to be the message that you send out. Keeping your alignment on your tires will save the tire wear. Inflating your tires so that they're not low will actually push out. It makes it easier for the car to move. You get more mileage. Keeping your vehicle in its most efficient operational, you know, state possible is very important. So if you're a mechanic, if you're an auto tune, if you're a lube shop,
right.
You should be out there advertising. Maintenance will save you money right now. Don't go necessarily. I know we have plenty of car dealerships on the radio, but you know, maybe now's not the right time to go buy a new car, but make sure the one you have is in tip-top shape.
That makes sense.
In order to stretch every penny out of that $4 gallon fuel
right.
that you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
So another place where digital targeted marketing also could be just perfect for you, because we can tell you how many people are going to receive that ad. We can set the geography. You can even find people who might even have older vehicles, haven't purchased a vehicle in a while. So if they've got a 10-year-old car that needs to be tuned up, hey, send them a message saying, you know, $29.99 oil change or whatever it potentially could be.
Right.
These are some of the ideas that are percolating right now when it comes to some of the things that are happening in the world and how well it connects to digital targeted marketing. Here at ADX Digital. And the place to start the conversation is with a call to Jeff Wayne. You want to call our boss, 850-262-6000. Talk to Jeff. Say, hey, I think it's time for me to start looking at some of the digital stuff I've been hearing Brian talk about on Pep Talk. Give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000, to get the conversation started on digital targeted marketing.
All right, we're talking with Brian Prowitz here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question about digital marketing, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Happy Monday to you. I hope you're getting a good start on your Monday today, and we've got a great week ahead of us. Some folks will have part of the weekend off this coming weekend, which will be very nice. You can get through it. You can do it. We're here today on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking to Brian Prowitz. He is our ADX digital marketing consultant for all of our stations. Got some great thoughts about why you should be advertising right now. And if you have a question for him, 850-437-1620. I'm really interested in what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah, we're going to talk about tourism now.
Okay.
And I wish Todd were here. I wish Todd was stuck around.
I know, he just left.
Or if he's listening right now. But how is this impacting tourism is a really, really big question, because we've been talking about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass now for a while, where
mm-hmm.
we can geofence the airport, we can geofence the beaches, we can geofence, and then hit those tourists with messages about your restaurant, your bar, your offering, your shopping opportunity, your adventure tour, if you know, all the different things that you get to do here in Pensacola. And so far, according to the research that's out there, is that domestic travel demand is still strong.
True.
Especially to Florida. Airfares are up, of course, but it hasn't really slowed the travelers down yet. Now, where that could change would be how far people travel and whether they decide to fly or drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then how far. Of course, driving is not is obviously impacted by current state of affairs as well. So they might travel 3 or 4 hours instead of 12.
Right.
So what that means is everybody who's already in the South might still drive here
mm-hmm.
to come to their big, you know, summer vacation.
Oh, especially the Atlanta market.
The Atlanta market. I mean, people who want to get to the beach, they definitely know. And I heard a little thing. It doesn't even matter where this came from. It was a waitress and not here
uh-huh.
in this town. A waitress that I talked to over the weekend. And she said, you know, we used to go to Destin all the time
mm-hmm.
from here. But now we go to Pensacola because the beaches are not as crowded and it's the people are nicer and it's closer. I don't have to go as far. And I was like, I got a little excited about that. So how does all this tie into digital targeted marketing? Again, we can still, the idea of reaching tourists as soon as they hit town is still very, very much alive. They are still going to travel. They're going to still spend their money. And let's just say people are a little more aware of how much they spend. So let's just say that the market, remember we've been talking about 2.5 million people are going to spend $1 billion in Pensacola this year from spring break to Labor Day.
Wow.
Well, let's say it's down a little bit. Let's say they're only going to spend 900,000, 900 million, 900 million. Okay. That means the competition's a little bit stronger and you need to be a little bit smarter. You got to try different things. You should be more targeted. You should be more focused. If you've never tried digital before, this is the time to try it because we can hit the phones of all these people as soon as they hit the ground here in Pensacola. And then when they go to the beaches and when they go to the place downtown, we can then ping them. And the beauty of this is they're already out and about. You don't have to convince them to go out and about. They're already out and about because they're traveling. They're going to all these places. So,
see, to me, it's amazing. It comes up right in their phones.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's their phone, and then it's a click through. Mm-hmm. When they hit that button, they can go to, you can send them to your Facebook. You can send them to your website. You can even make your phone number appear on their phone in that moment. Oh, so they call you in that moment. So the big message is, yeah, it might be chaotic. Travel is still happening. People might be changing their habits a little bit, but they're still coming. And the staycation concept is also potentially very strong right now. So again, digital targeted marketing can still find those people who are traveling despite all the noise that's out there. People's behaviors and their patterns are remaining much the same.
Wow. Okay. This is pretty exciting stuff. So if you're interested and you're listening to this, I can't think of any better way to get the word out about your business right now than doing the digital advertising. And you can do it with all of our stations, and you can find that one that's the perfect fit for your business. So who should they contact if they want to take advantage of this?
Yeah, give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. And then one of us will come and sit down with you and learn more about your business. We really like asking a lot of questions before we start telling you how to market your business. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't know if there's a faster way to end a meeting than to start telling somebody about how to do their business. So we like to ask a lot of questions, like to get to know your company, what's worked in the past, who's your audience, where is your audience, and how are you attracting them right now? And then we can start talking about any of 19 different concepts that we have access to, 19 different tools we can use. And not all of them are perfect for everybody, but there are going to be several that are perfect for you. And the options are remarkable once we do start honing in on a particular tactic, let's say.
Well, I love what you were talking about as far as targeting goes. And I think one of the things that's really cool, I just think this is smart. You know, back in the day when you put the billboard up and you hope somebody sees it, but now you could be on the beach, let's say, and if you called it geofencing. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because someone then on the beach gets advertisement from your restaurant, which, by the way, is on the beach.
Yeah, it could be on the beach, or maybe it's off the beaten path a little bit. Maybe it's back downtown, or maybe it's further north. Maybe it's in Payson, Milton, and you still want to get people that are traveling and tourists to come to the area, right? I mean,
Once they get sunburned, they got to go somewhere.
That's right. So offer that sunscreen burn relief program at your restaurant.
There you go.
So we can, on the map, we put a pin placement down, and then we can either draw a radius around that, or we can draw an actual polygon and select a geography on the ground in which we deliver ads to people when they cross through that boundary. Mm-hmm. Now, we can also add behaviors to that so that we're not hitting the employees of all those places. We're just hitting the tourists.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
It is specific, but that's how specific we can get with digital targeted marketing. So, and it could be that we take a social media post that you love and we use that as an ad. We can use display ads, which are the squares and rectangles that appear in the spaces on websites and apps where advertising happens. We can shoot a video out to all of those particular people that then drives them to action. There are, and that's just scratching the surface. We can advertise on YouTube. We can do on connected TV. We can even use Amazon. If somebody is actually going after a particular product on Amazon and searching that product up,
Wow.
Then we can advertise to that person as well.
Well, the other thing that I think that is great is that in addition to doing the advertising, one of the things you've talked about is that then there's the accountability that you can take that advertising campaign and then after implementing it, mm-hmm. a month later come back and actually have numbers to look at mm-hmm. where you can tweak and make adjustments or possibly even pick up another strategy to add to it.
Yeah. Yeah. When our monthly reports come out, they are filled with data that is like the number of impressions we delivered, the number of clicks that you received on the ads. And if we're doing it right and you're interested in this and your website's able to do it, which most are, we can also track how many people saw your ad, didn't click, and still came to the website. And then if you wanted to, we can even add a layer that will tell you information about up to half of the people hitting your website, who they are, their name, their physical address, their email address, their net worth. If you are selling large items, large ticket items, we've got the lead gen gold generator of all time called Website Visitor ID, and it's just another thing to add to the pile to talk about when we sit down with you.
All right, talking with Brian Perowitz about ADX Digital Marketing right here on Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg on your Monday morning. Hope you're getting a good start to the day. Brian Perowitz is here talking about all the different ways that you can take advantage of digital marketing for your business.
Yeah, we were talking about chaos today. We leaned right into it. Boy, we didn't even pump the brakes. We dove right into it to talk about all the ways that what's happening out there in the world is actually driving the opportunity for digital targeted marketing to do its thing for you. I forgot to mention, by the way, on the tourist thing, I pulled this up. Apparently, there's a bit of a trend where theme park crowd composition is changing this year.
That's
because of how expensive things are right now, in that people are canceling or changing their plans away from going to Orlando and instead going closer to beaches and stuff because it's cheaper.
Well, sure.
It's a little more economical to do that. It's better to drive a rental car 3 or 4 hours than 8 and then, cough up a small fortune to go ride rides and eat food and do the thing. But the last thing I wanted to make sure I pointed out to, and I know I have about 1 minute, is all the things that we just are talking about. If you're running for office, political campaigns need digital targeted marketing, specifically address targeting. Many times people running for office will send a mailer, and God bless our mailer printing and mailing cohorts out there. But instead of one impression on a piece of paper that hits a mailbox, we could get like 20 to the phones of that voter.
Interesting.
Yeah. So political season is here as well. Address targeting is the sweet chef's kiss of all digital marketing, and we can get you started on that right now. And we should get started, by the way, with you on that right now. Call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000, and get started with your digital targeted marketing right now.